Red Wallers were a bit surprised that Cregger had not taken the big chair at the main table, which was the customary place for any beast acting as leader. Instead, she chose to sit among the younger elements, creatures like Gundil, Egbert and Flobert, many seasons out of Dibbonhood, but not yet considered adults. At the badger's request, Brother Hoban and Mira, who was actually regarded as a proper young adult, sat down with Cregger. The big chair remained empty. Gossip hummed about freely. Redwallers liked to discuss the day's events over dinner. As the servers arrived at the trolleys, Cregger tapped the tabletop with a spoon. A respectful silence fell over all. Broggle, who was still called Young Broggle for all his size, was selected by the badger mum to say the grace. However, the squiddle had developed such a fine tenor voice that he always chose to sing it.
When the day's work is done, then gather we all to dine in good company here at Redwall. On the fruits of our labours we harvest and tend, each helping the other as neighbour and friend. May the season's fine fortune roll on without cease, and grant us fair weather in plenty and peace.
The blind badger shook her head in admiration.
Thank you, young Broggle. That was beautifully sung.
Burab dipped fresh crusty bread into a bowl of soft cheese and chives, commenting airily.
Indeed it jolly well was. Of course he had an expert music tutor. Mustn't forget that, what?
Then he abandoned further self-praise to concentrate on his life's greatest interest, food. Cregger addressed Brother Hoban so that all the table could hear her.
Tell me, brother, you taught most of these young'uns at Abbey School. Would you say they're a pretty bright lot?
Hoban put aside his soup spoon and looked around.
They may be bright now, but most of them were fat-headed, dozy little dibbons when I taught them.
Mira silenced the young one's indignant squeaks and growls by throwing out a challenge.
Right then, let's see, shall we? The creature who can solve most lines of a riddle we have here can sit in the big chair at breakfast tomorrow. Also, with Cregger Badgermum's permission, they can have the entire day off to do as they please.
The announcement caused a sensation among the young creatures.
What's a riddle bit? I can solve it.
Go on, go on. Tell us what it is, Mira.
I'm the greatest riddle solver has ever lived.
No, you're not. I am.
Brother Hoban raised his voice.
Then stop chattering and listen to Mira. Carry on, miss.
My first is third, like the sound of the sea. That's the first line. Any ideas as to what it means?